This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. Is it ever lovely to be back live? I'm sure that many of you were kind of wondering what happened to me there. We had the 2 weeks of Christmas and New Year's, and then I had a bit of a family situation last week at the last minute. And so I apologize for the three pre-records, or three replays, I guess they were, in a row. But we're back on air and live this week, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So if you've got questions from the last couple of weeks that you've been listening to on the previous shows, or if this week's topic rings a bell for you, or if you just have something that you need some help with, do give a call on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. The lines are open. I'm going to just do a little bit of a quick overview about what I set for today's topic anyway. And actually, this was going to be the topic last week, but then I was unable to at the last minute. And that's what happens. We have the best plans and then life intervenes. And it's about how you navigate through that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So the topic is, how about those resolutions? Make them so. So a little bit of the Star Trek tonight, we're going to be looking at the make it so, just make it happen. Originally, when I wrote this, it was a week after New Year's. It's now 2 weeks after New Year's. So let's check in on those promises that you made to yourself. Are you beating yourself up for slipping back into the regular routines? Or are you successfully making changes? Either way, repatterning will support you in creating the 2015 that you are imagining. So if you are successfully making changes, call in. Let me know what kinds of things you're doing, and then I'll help you reinforce it with repatterning. Many people think that repatterning is only useful when you're in the pit. Well, it's very useful when you're in the pit, in that dark place, to get you out and to get things moving again. However, really super effective when you use it when you're on the upside of the line to reinforce it, because you've got that foundation to build from. So whether you are having some successful results or you found yourself slipping off the rails, love to chat with you today. So one of the reasons that we slip off the rails, and I want you to just imagine this, and maybe if you've got a piece of paper in front of you and can draw it out, it might be helpful to do that. Do the little up-down chart that I always talk about, line down the middle of the page, down arrow on the left-hand side, up arrow on the right-hand side, and draw on the down arrow side, on the left-hand side, a very long, skinny U, maybe 3-4 inches deep, a U shape, okay? And on the upside, on the right-hand side, draw just a normal U, capital U, sort of, you know, just a normal-sized one. So, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch tall or half an inch tall. What happens is that when you create a new neural pathway, and these two U shapes are going to be like a representation of a cross-section of a neural pathway. When you create a new neural pathway, it is not nearly as deep as the old one. So if you look at that one on the left-hand side, that's your old neural pathway that drags your energy down, that wears you out. And on the upside of the line is the new neural pathway that you've built. Now, you've heard me say that when once you're done repatterning, it's in, but you want to strengthen the neural pathway. And the way to do that is through repetition and emotion, or what I call fire and wire. Wire being the repetition and fire being the emotion you put with it. Every time you have give yourself another example of that upside. So let's just say, let's use grief on the left-hand side and peace on the right-hand side. Okay? So if you wanted to move from grief to peace, we could easily do the repatterning statements from that. And that's not to say that any of the emotions that are on the downside are not useful emotions. every emotion is useful. It's just how long do you want to stay in it? And I think we would all agree that we'd rather stay in peacefulness than grief. But grief has purpose, and so does peace. You just want to spend more time on the peaceful side. So let's, for example, you've repatterned towards peace. The more that you, what I call, fill the file folder of that feeling of peace, and the more that you do it consciously, the wider that you is going to become. So if you think about this as a pathway, when you first do it, it's just like a little path through the woods. But as you give more examples and more examples, you start widening that pathway. It becomes a, becomes like a cart little road, then it becomes a track, then maybe a one lane road, and then a two lane road, and then you start paving it. And the next thing you know, you've got a six lane superhighway on that upside. But the only way that you can do that is by conscious practice of it. And so here's how you can consciously practice it. Here's some of the questions to ask yourself. What helps me feel peaceful? What helps me feel peaceful? So it might be things like looking out the window at the trees, stepping outside at night and breathing in deeply and looking at the sky, standing in the grass in the summertime in my bare feet, jumping into the lake, being out camping. Okay, so what are some of the activities that help you feel peaceful and some of the things that you know bring you peace? Another question that you can ask yourself is, how could I be peaceful right now? And so making a list of the things that help you be peaceful in the moment. So it might be closing your eyes and thinking about a special time. It might be doing 10-minute meditation. It might be listening to a specific piece of music. It might be going for a walk. Okay, so something that you can see, something that you can do to help fill that file folder. Another question you can ask yourself is, who do I know is peaceful in a way that I'd like to be peaceful? So you think of specific people in your life that have that quality, and then you can give them gratitude and kind of think about how they would be peaceful and then try it on, because we learn a lot through modeling, and you can use that in your repatterning. Okay, so that's how you widen that new pathway. Now I want to talk about how you, it'll deepen it a bit, but how you really, really deepen it. And this is a really important thing to remember when you are looking at resolutions and you fall off your resolution. If you beat yourself up and put yourself down, you're going to deepen the old neural pathway on the left-hand side. If, however, you get over to that left-hand side and you go, oh, this is the old pattern, this doesn't serve me, and I'm choosing something different. If you do that instead, then what happens is you move back over to the upside. You move back over to that place of peacefulness or whatever it is that you've repatterned on the upside. And that's going to deepen that. So it becomes wider and deeper. And then it becomes the more traveled pathway. As it becomes the more traveled pathway that your mind uses to make connections with, the old pathway will shorten. You will still go to that old place when you're stressed, hungry, tired, in a stressful time, not having had enough water. Any of those kinds of places may put you back to that other pathway, but you will go quickly back to the right side of the line because the pathway there is wider and it's becoming deeper each time you move over. So the trick to New Year's resolutions is, when you fall off, is to get back on again. And not just back onto the resolution, and not doing it by beating yourself up like, oh, I was so bad, I have to go to the gym and work out. No. It's the, oh, that was the old pattern I got into. Let me get back to the new pattern that I want. Oh, this feels so good to be here. I really like this. This feels like me. Okay, and so that's really a way that you can navigate the mid-January thing that happens with a lot of our resolutions. I would love to chat with you today. If you've got something to add to that idea, if you've got questions about things that you've heard on previous shows, or just a question about how do I deal with this? Or I'm noticing this. Why is that happening? Happy to help you out with some repatterning. Toll-free number is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Had a lot of people ask me about how they can learn to do this repatterning for themselves, or if they can, and you absolutely can. There's a couple of ways that you can do it. There's a book that I wrote, Hay House published it coming up 3 years ago now. It was published in April of 2012 called Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. Now, I understand that Hay House is out of it at the moment. They are reprinting it. And you should be able to get it through Amazon. If not, I've got some here. You can get it off my website and happy to send one out to you. That's one way that you can help yourself learn how to do this process. Another way that you can help yourself learn how to do this process is by signing up for one of our teleseminars. And in fact, we have one beginning today, 15th of January, if you're listening to this. It's called Flipping the Switch, and it is over 3 nights, depending where you are. It goes from 6 until 7:15 Mountain Time. That's why I'm calling it nights, because that's the time frame I'm in. And we are right now just 3:15 Mountain Time. So if you're listening to this live, we start in just under 3 hours. There's still room. There's, I think, 4 or 5 people in the course, and the limit is 12. And so there's room for you if you'd like to join us. $99 registration fee. However, if you call in with a question today, the first caller, I will happily give a complimentary seat into the workshop. If you can't make it tonight, that's okay. They're all recorded, and you'll get the recording, and then you can make it the next two Thursday evenings. If you really want to learn how to use this technique in a deep way and not just kind of the beginner place, Beyond the Basics is the course for you. I usually suggest that Flip Your Switch is your first stop. However, if you've read the book and feel pretty confident with the material there, you can dive right in to Beyond the Basics. And that will begin in February on Thursday evenings in February. The first one would be February the 5th. And again, we'll go from 6 until 7:15. And that one is 6 weeks long. So it goes through till the 12th of March. Just that'll help you learn how to do the patterns for yourself. So let's do a repatterning on supporting yourself instead of beating yourself up about your resolutions. Does that make sense? About supporting yourself rather than beating yourself up. Okay. I forgive myself for believing that I need to beat myself up over my resolutions or over my goals or over the changes I want to make. I forgive myself for believing that I need to beat myself up over the changes I'm making. And breathe it in and let it go. If I were watching a friend make changes like this, I would know how to support them. If I were watching a friend making changes like this, I would know how to support them. And breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to be as supportive of me as I would be of a friend. I give myself permission to be as supportive as me as I would be as a friend. And breathe it in. And let it go. So you notice moving from the forgiveness stage to the permission stage, it opens up the mind a little bit. And that's because when you're on the downside, you don't have access to the creative aspects of your mind. So you really don't think about how you might support yourself because you're too busy being in the beat up place and then feeling like you have to be in fight or flight around that. Whenever we're repatterning, it's really important to keep yourself hydrated. So I just have a big gulp of water there. It's one of the big challenges in North American society for sure is keeping ourselves hydrated. And in the winter months, even more so because the air is drier for the most part. And we just need to keep that happening. Our brains don't work well without lots and lots of water. And it's not just liquid. It has to be water. Okay? I give myself permission to be as supportive of me as I am of others. I give myself permission to be as supportive of me as I am to others. And breathe that in. So think about somebody that you've supported recently and put their first name in the space that I'm going to leave for you. So let's do this. I give myself permission to be as supportive of myself as I was with, and put their specific name in, you know, and then when you did it, last night or yesterday. I give myself permission to be as supportive of myself as I was with, and then the time frame. Okay, breathe that in. And then how were you supportive? Were you supportive by listening, by making them a cup of tea, by doing an errand for them, by what was it that you did? What was the specific activity that you did? So I'm going to use being present and really listening as my example. You use the example that you've got, and here's the format for it. I knew how to support and put the person's name in. So I knew how to support Phil last night when I really listened to what was going on for him. So I know how to support, put the person's name in, the time that you did it, when I, and that's where your activity goes. And now turn it around towards yourself. I give myself permission to be just as supportive by listening to myself. I give myself permission to be just as supportive of me or of myself by, and use that same example. Okay. So it might be by doing an errand for myself or by making myself a cup of tea or by really listening or by being there for myself. Okay. That permission place opens you up to possibility. And then we move to choice. I can beat myself up or I can be supportive. I can't do both. I can beat myself up or I can be supportive, but I can't do both. And so I consciously choose to be supportive. And so I consciously choose to be supportive. Now you can use these choice statements when you're walking around, just doing normal activities. I'm choosing this. I'm choosing that. And that's a really, really good way of getting yourself out of that victim place, that feeling victimized by things. When you say, I'm choosing to get in the car and go to the bank. I'm choosing to walk into the bank and go to the bank teller. I'm choosing to be supportive of myself by getting this deposit in. I'm choosing to be. So you can just enter it into your everyday life to just reinforce it and widen that pathway like we talked about at the top of the show. Okay? I choose to be supportive of myself today by, and give a specific example, something that you can do between now and when you go to bed that doesn't cost any money and will take you less than 10 minutes. I choose to be supportive of myself today by putting up my feet and reading for 10 minutes. Or I choose to be supportive of myself today by doing one thing towards that goal. So let's say your goal was to release 10 pounds. Okay, so I choose to be supportive of myself today by walking around the block. Rather than beating yourself up for not going and doing a 2-hour workout at the gym, just do something in the direction of your goal. I choose to be supportive of myself in finding financial freedom by filing those receipts. I choose to be supportive of myself. Let me think of another resolution that people often make. To eat healthier. I choose to be supportive of myself by having an apple for a snack today. It can just be small incremental steps, and then you reinforce it as you're eating that apple or as you're filing the receipts or as you're going for the walk around the block. This is supportive of me and I'm grateful to myself for doing it. You reinforce it and you breathe it in and you feel it. If you've got questions, do give me a shout at 877-230-3062. We're going to finish this repatterning and the phone lines are open. If you want to talk about your resolutions, goals, dreams, or plans, I'd love to hear about them. Or if you've got any other questions, we'll address those as well. So let's finish up this repatterning. We've got you to the line, and now on the upside of the line are the three stages: freedom, affirmation, and surrender. Freedom is where you try it on and you kind of play with the idea. So we did a little bit of that when we were choosing to do something specific. So I'm free to increase support of myself by, and then put in a specific. I'm free to increase my support of myself by having an apple for my snack. I'm free to increase my support of myself by going for a walk. So you can use the same examples as you used in your choice. You're just upping the energy. There's a difference between choosing and being free to. And you probably feel it just when you say it. I choose to. I'm free to. I'm free to sounds like more fun, right? There's a little bit of ha-ha in it, a little bit of a giggle factor. That's kind of nice. The affirmation stage is where you find an example of where you were already that way, when you felt that you were supporting yourself. So you might do something like, I supported myself last night when I went to bed early. It does not necessarily have to have anything to do with the goal or dream or resolution that you're working on. It's the feeling of it that you want to reinforce. So the affirmation stage is looking back wherever you have felt that feeling before and acknowledging it. And what you're doing is getting your body to feel that feeling again. And that also widens that pathway and starts to deepen it a little bit, but it really widens it and gives more examples for that subconscious mind to go tap into when you need it. And then the final stage is what I call the surrender stage, and that's the I am. I am becoming more supportive of myself every day. Now, if your monkey comes up and goes, liar, liar, pants on fire, that's when we go back into, I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to be more and more supportive of myself every day. I give myself permission to do it one step at a time. I know how to be supportive of Mike. I can be supportive of myself as well, and I choose to do that with ease. I'm free to be more supportive of myself right now by having a drink of water. That felt supportive, and I also supported myself yesterday and I am becoming more supportive of myself. And you'll walk yourself back to that surrender statement, and you'll realize that you've started to reinforce the positive pattern. And that, my friends, is how you walk yourself through a repatterning. We will be taking a break here in just a minute, but before we do, I want to just remind you of the 365 Repattern app that's available not only for iPhones, but also Androids. However you normally get apps is how you can get this app. And all you do is do a search for the number 365, like how many days there are in the year, 365, space RE dash, and 365 Repattern will come up. It's a $4.99 value. Actually, it's a $4.99 cost. The value is much higher than that. The value on it is enormous, because what you get for that is a daily word that we send out. I send out to you with a little statement around it, something to think about, something to focus on. Apologies for that phone call in the middle there. Didn't turn the ringer off this week. Forgot to do that. So the 365 Repattern app, you get the word of the day that comes out to you as a push message every day into your texts. All of the words from the first of the year will all be there for you as a list. So in June, even, you can go back to the ones in January. You can take the statements that are alongside of the day, the word for the day, and put it with any other statements to reinforce them. That works as well. And also there is a button on the app that takes you right to the archives of the radio show, so you can listen to these archives whenever you want. There's also a button on the app that takes you right to making an appointment with me if you'd like to do that. So all kinds of easy benefits for you on that. So 365 Repattern. Get your new app. It's available at your app store, has been since the first of the year, and you may actually have discovered, if you have the 2014 app, it stopped, and that's because it stopped at the end of December, and it's just sending out a little bit of reminders for you to pick up the new one. So today's word that came out on the app was contributing. I give myself permission to be a consciously contributing human being. Okay. So 2 days ago, the word was serene. I recognize the tension. It is real. And I give myself permission to focus on what is serene. It's also real. Now you could change that to a choice statement. I recognize the tension. It's real. I choose to focus on what is serene. It's also real. So you can shift them up that way, or you can change them around. So the word from the 13th, whatever date that was, a couple of days ago now, simplifying. I dissolve the old overwhelm by consciously simplifying my life, and I'm starting with. Okay, so that's that freedom stage where you get a specific example. So 365 Repattern, available at your app store, and it'll give you a little shot every day, a little reminder. We're going to take a quick break, a little commercial break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Looking forward to chatting with you. The number is 877-230-3062. I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch on Contact Talk Radio. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Thanks so much for listening in. We are talking today about New Year's resolutions and how you can just kind of focus around them and get yourself back on track if you've fallen off. So in today's musings from the newsletter that I sent out, I always do a musings once a week and send out a little thing to think about and some repatterning statements that you can try on. If you'd like to get on that newsletter, go to the either Belief Repatterning website. That's B-E-L-I-E-F as in Frank, R-E-P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. On the front page is a place to sign in. Or you can go to my fancy schmancy, brand new, spanking, exciting SuzeCasey.com website that we just launched just before Christmas. And you can get the newsletter from there. And if you are on that very, very front page, you take a look and there's a place to get Suze's weekly musings. You just scroll down and it's right there on the bottom left-hand side of the page. Really excited about my new SuzeCasey.com website. I think it's way easier to navigate. And the next thing we're going to do is look at doing the same thing with the belief repatterning. You know, things work for a while and then you have to shift them up and change them up so that so they keep working. So I've got a caller here. Kalea is called in. Thanks so much for calling in, Kalea.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the show. Thanks for taking
You can hear me just fine?
Pardon?
You can hear me just fine?
Now I can.
Okay, super. So wanting to work on some trust.
Yeah.
And you're the Kalea that I know, so I know you've done a lot of this work. You had an incident that happened, and you don't have to, as you know, talk about what the incident is, but an incident that's kind of shaken your trust a bit.
Yes, and I'm just looking. I have a hard time trusting, you know, people sometimes, and when people act a certain way, then it shakes my trust even further. But then sometimes it gets to the point where it shakes my trust in myself.
Right.
And
go ahead.
I don't know if it's looking for trust or centered or strong or calm in this situation, but just feeling better than I'm feeling about it right now.
Okay, good enough. So what you can do is do that little chart, and on the downside, you can put the icky feeling, or you can just put ick, and on the upside, put words like centered and strong and trusting of myself. Okay, and when you write those down, or when you feel them, which one feels the maybe not so much, or that the monkey's kind of having a little moment about?
Centered. I feel like it's
centered. Okay, so let's go here. I forgive myself for believing that what happened has to knock me off center.
Okay, yeah, you got me yawning. I forgive myself for believing that what has happened has to knock me off my center.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. I give myself permission to know that that's an old pattern.
I give myself permission to know that that's an old pattern.
And breathe that one in. I give myself permission to find my center regardless of what's going on around me.
I give myself permission to find my center regardless of what's going on around me.
Okay, breathe that in. Is the monkey okay?
Feeling very hurt, I think.
Okay. So write hurt down on the left-hand side. And what's the opposite of hurt? Supported or cared about or nurtured or cherished or loved or?
You know, it's kind of a combo because I don't feel the supported part, and I don't feel the nurtured part.
Okay.
You know, it kind of feels, and I don't need to get into it, but yeah, supportive and nurtured are two things I'm not feeling right now.
Great. I forgive myself for believing I need to be hurt by this.
I forgive myself for believing that I need to be hurt by this.
I have every right to feel hurt, but it's not supportive or nurturing for me.
I have every right to be hurt, but it's not supportive or nurturing.
I give myself permission to be supportive and nurturing of myself and get myself back to center.
I give myself permission to be supportive and nurturing of myself and get myself back to center.
Okay, what's the monkey saying?
Actually, monkey liked that one. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I know how to support and nurture myself, and this situation is just a reminder to do it.
I know how to support and nurture myself, and this situation, another opportunity to do it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm just feeling very enraged, actually, right now.
Mm-hmm. I recognize this enraged feeling, and it doesn't get me what I want.
I recognize this enraged feeling, and it doesn't get me what I want.
Okay, now I'm just going to just do a little aside for a moment, Kalea, and I'm going to ask you to have a sip of water. And I just want to let listeners know, you'll notice that we've kind of bopped around from things. We went from centered to supported and nurtured, and then this came up as enraged. And oftentimes people will say to me, what's the difference between doing this for yourself or doing it with a practitioner? When you work with a practitioner, it's like you can multitask. You can get a couple of things going at once. When you are doing this by yourself, just pick one thing and walk it all the way through. And that's why this chart is really handy. It's in chapter 10 of the book, and it's a really handy little chart because you can jot down things as they come up and then come back to them. When you're working with a practitioner, they'll weave them all in together. So you're going to hear that, because Kalea's been doing this work for quite some time. She's pretty adept at doing it for herself as well. And so when she gets into a stuck place, she's got a lot of things going on, a lot of things kind of contributing in. And so you'll hear that as we go along. But I'm going to suggest that you don't try to do this on your own at home, because you'll get confused and bogged down in the mire when you're doing it on your own, just one at a time. All right. But I'm going to try and weave these together. So opposite of enraged would be serene, peaceful, calm, tranquil. What's the opposite of enraged? Is there a word popping up for you, Claire, or do you want me to test for it?
Well, I remember the last time we went for peaceful, and we're like, in this situation, I don't know if we can quite get there. So okay. I love peaceful, but I'm thinking if it's calm.
Okay.
If I could take calm, that would be lovely.
Okay. So is calm possible, or does that feel like too big of a leap as well?
I would really love calm. Calm would be wicked if we could go for
okay.
that.
Okay. So what we're doing here is that peaceful is like maybe the end goal. Calm is like a stop along the way. And you may want to just even have one before that, which might be relaxed.
Okay, I'll take relaxed.
Because relaxed is like, you can see that one, right?
Yes.
Calm is like, well, if I could get there, that'd be awesome. So if you think about it as a journey, okay? So let's say you were traveling from here to California, okay? So California is your end goal, and that's what peaceful is. It's your end goal. Calm might be, you know, someplace in, oh, I don't know, Utah or something, kind of partway there. Relaxed is like you're outside of the city limits and you're heading in the direction, okay? Okay, so oftentimes what happens is I notice that people try to go for the big one right away, and it's like, just get yourself partway down the road, okay? So I give myself permission to relax.
I give myself permission to relax.
And breathe it in. Every time I replay what happened, I feed the enraged hurt part.
Every time I replay what happened, I relive the enraged and hurt part.
That's not supportive or nurturing of me.
That's not supportive or nurturing of me.
I know how to relax, and I give myself permission to relax.
I know how to relax, and I give myself permission to relax.
It's okay. One of the ways I relax is by.
One of the ways I relax is by spending time with my dad. Just the two of us, all alone.
Mm-hmm. I choose to spend time with my dad, just the two of us. That's relaxing for me.
I choose to spend time with my dad, just the two of us. That's relaxing for me.
Another way I know how to relax is to...
Another way I know how to relax is to take a bath with a good book.
So is that a possibility today?
No, I'll be staying with with dad where he is tonight.
Okay, so tomorrow, is that possible?
Yes, top.
So one of the things to keep in mind, and this is for the listeners as much as you, is that it doesn't have to be something. If you can do something today, perfect. But if you think about something, you go, but I can't do that. Okay, so I'll give you an example. I've had some stressful stuff going on, and I just yesterday I thought, you know what? I need a mountain hit. Okay, I need to get myself out into the mountains. And it's not something I can do today or tomorrow or even this weekend. But I looked at my calendar and I went, aha. And I picked a point 3 weeks out and I went, on or before that date, I will get to the mountains. And then I made an arrangement to meet with a friend that lives out there on that date. So I know that for sure I'm going then. So you can, even if you put something in the future, okay, so when could you have a bath and read a book?
Guaranteed I could do that this weekend.
Okay. So guaranteed this weekend, when? Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon, Friday night, when? When's the guarantee that you can have it done? You might be able to do it sooner, but for sure. Sorry?
Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
I choose to relax on or before Sunday night in a nice bath with a good book.
I choose to relax on or before Sunday night with a nice bath and a good book.
And breathe it in. Okay, now you can use this when you're setting goals and resolutions as well. It's on or before. So it's going to happen. Here's, you know, for sure I can make sure it happens by then, and it could happen sooner. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you feel how you're starting to relax?
Yes.
Because you've got a plan in place for it. Okay? So is there something that you could do between now and when you go to sleep tonight that might move you a little bit closer to that? Like, for example, deciding what book you're going to read, or buying a magazine that you will read, or grabbing, you know, some nice bath oil, or going for a walk and looking at the stars, or...
Yeah, no, I can definitely, tonight, I can grab my book. I'm taking care of Dad tonight, so I can, when he's sleeping, just grab my book and start relaxing with that.
Okay. And you can imagine yourself in the bath on Sunday night.
Yeah, I do love a good bath.
Okay, so see how your whole body's... Yeah. I'm free to relax right now just by thinking about it.
I am free to relax right now just by thinking about it.
Okay, breathe that in. It supports and nurtures me to get relaxed.
It supports and nurtures me to get relaxed.
Monkey's okay?
Yeah.
I feel more centered now when I think about being relaxed.
I feel more centered now when I think about being relaxed.
I can do that.
I can do that.
I'm imagining feeling calm tonight when I'm reading my book and it's all quiet.
I'm imagining being calm tonight when I'm reading my book and it's all quiet.
That's supportive and nurturing of me, and I'm free to do it.
That's supportive and nurturing of me, and I'm free to do it.
I can't control what other people are doing or saying, but I can control how I'm feeling.
I can't control what other people are doing or saying, but I can control how I'm feeling.
I'm free to feel centered and calm. That's what I want.
I am free to feel centered and calm. That's what I want.
I'm free to support myself and nurture myself in this way.
I am free to support myself and nurture myself in that way.
Monkey okay?
Yeah, monkey feels relaxed now.
Okay, good. All right. My body, mind, and soul know how to relax and be calm.
My body, mind, and soul know how to relax and be calm.
And breathe that in. I can center myself regardless of what is happening with others.
I can center myself regardless of what is happening with others.
That enraged and hurt stuff is just the old pattern.
That enraged and hurt stuff is just the old pattern.
I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
I'm choosing instead to support and nurture myself and be calm.
I'm choosing instead to support and nurture myself and be calm.
Monkey, okay?
Yes.
So I supported and nurtured myself yesterday or the day before or today by I supported and nurtured myself.
I supported and nurtured myself today by calling you.
Mm. Breathe it
that
in.
Counts,
thank you.
Right?
You got me with a mouthful of tea there. Good example. Thank you. Okay. It helped me get relaxed and centered.
It helped me get relaxed and centered.
I do know how to support and nurture myself, and I'm actively doing it.
I do know how to support and nurture myself, and I'm actively doing it.
Okay, and then breathe that in and let it go.
Okay.
When that other hurtful stuff happens, it's just a reminder to be even more supportive and nurturing of me.
When that other stuff happened, it's just a reminder to be even more supportive and nurturing of myself.
The more supportive and nurturing I am of me, the more I have to give others when they spin out.
The more supportive and nurturing I am of me, the more supportive I am of others. Is that it?
That's close enough. I stay centered. Okay. And I stay centered.
I stay centered.
And that feels calm and peaceful.
And that feels calm and peaceful.
When I go to the other side, I quickly remind myself to be supportive and get back to that place of center.
When I go back to the other side, I quickly remind myself to be supportive and go back to centered.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
Really good. Thank you.
Yeah. Much better. Yeah, and it'll be really interesting when you play this back and hear it. You can hear the difference in your voice, and I know that listeners can hear how you've done it. It's not if you go to the other side of the line. It's how you navigate yourself back. And at the top of the show, I talked about how that deepens and widens that new neural pathway on the upside. So well done. Good stuff. Thanks for calling in. Do you have any other questions or comments before we say bye?
No, thank you. Just really, really an appreciation of your work. You know how much it has truly helped me over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you for being open and using it and just, yeah, embracing it. And, you know, when we have tough stuff going on, like I know you've got in your family right now, we just sometimes need a little extra boost, and that's okay. It's one of the reasons that the show exists, so people can call in and get that boost. So take good care. Here's a hug and a reminder to be supportive and nurturing of yourself.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
So thank you so much to Kalea for calling in and giving us an opportunity to really demonstrate how you could just get yourself back over the line. And you all heard the shift that happened in her voice. I'm very excited to be talking to Jerry, who just is calling in as well. Hi, Jerry. Can you hear me?
Yes, Suze, I can.
Super. Super. Thank you so much for calling in today. And I did offer a half price on a seat in Flip Your Switch for the first caller in. And I will offer that to you as well as to Kalea. She's already taken the course, but she may want to pass it along to somebody else, but one for you as well. And if you can't do it this time around, it doesn't expire. You can do it next time around. But what's on your mind and how can I support you today?
Yeah, really. I just want to call in and say thank you. After just meeting you on Monday past at the bookstore, I was really pleased with the session that I came to and meeting you and just the good feeling that came out of it.
Great. And so what have you noticed that's changed? Anything that shifted for you or did it last?
I don't know if a whole lot shifted. Did it last? I think the fact that it's still turning in my brain, I guess you could say it lasted. from that point of view. I'm not a great resolution maker. I'm actually not somebody who really believes a whole lot in those, so I don't go there. But I was really glad to do the part about the business, trying to look at my business in a different way. I'm very glad that my friend Brenda had encouraged me to go to your little talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that, are you okay if I do a little bit more specific about what we talked about?
Sure.
Okay, if I just share that, because as I recall, one of the things that was is that when I asked you what you did, you were sort of like, I'm doing this and I'm hoping to build this. And we just shifted around saying, I'm building this. And meanwhile, I'm using this to support me. And we just moved the what you wanted front and center.
Yes. And I've repeated that to myself actually several times this week as I've thought about you reframing it for me that way.
Great. And have you found anything changing since that, or is it too soon to tell?
I think it's probably too soon to tell.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And if you want to make sure that Kara has your email address, we'll put you on the list. So if you want to join us in the Flip Your Switch teleseminar tonight, you can, or we'll put you on the list for another time if it's too quick. It's at 6 o'clock tonight for an hour and 15, and then the next two weeks as well. So if that works for you, great. And if not, we'll put you on the list for the next one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So a little bit more about how you can focus on these things that we're changing around, whether you call them resolutions or whether you call them goals or whether you call them dreams or plans. We make them, we break them. Let's keep them this year. So that subconscious programming can run deep, but it does not have to run you down. When stress levels are high, old habits and ways of being will pop up. Ever wonder why? It's not because you're lazy or stupid or not committed. The quick answer is that you have a subconscious program running. And the good news is you can shift that program. It doesn't have to be hard or take a long time. Mindfulness, thoughtfulness, and inwardly directed kindness will speed up the process. Be the feelings of your resolutions and keep those feelings on the supportive side of the line. And those dreams, goals, plans, wishes will become reality. So I want to leave you this afternoon with a quick repatterning series. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I give myself permission to live in the energy of my resolutions realized. I give myself permission to live in the energy of my resolutions realized. And breathe that in. The more I choose to create that excited energy, the more quickly my resolutions are realized. The more I choose to create that excited energy, the more quickly my resolutions are realized. And breathe it in. I am free to create my reality by being the energy I desire consciously every day and watching my dreams materialize. I'm free to create my reality by being the energy I desire consciously every day and watching my dreams materialize. I experience the feelings of my resolutions when I, and put in a specific example, I experience the feelings of my resolutions when I, and then that surrender statement, I am becoming what I desire. I am becoming what I desire. You influence your outcomes with your feelings. Be the energy you desire consciously, and the subconscious programs will shift. If I can support you in any way through belief repatterning, whether it be through calling in on the show, joining us on one of the teleseminars, or one-on-one coaching, please do let me know. We had a Christmas special that was supposed to expire on January the 12th, but because I didn't have a show last week to remind you about it, we're going to extend it. Today is the 15th that I'm broadcasting this, and I'm extending that special until Monday. So that would be on Monday, January the 19th. And you just go on my website, click in, and put in the code CTR for Contact Talk Radio, CTR 2020 14. Thank you so much for being with me today on Flip Your Switch. This year is going to be different simply because you've decided to make it so. Take good care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Suze. Bye for now.